Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron has said that €50 million will be released to restore the Caribbean islands hit by Hurricane Irma to normal life. The president is on his second day of his visit to the affected zones in the Antilles today. Macron spent yesterday in Saint-Martin, where he spoke to the press as soon as his plane touched down. He said that nothing more could have been done to anticipate Irma, to the point where he was in favour of the parliamentary inquiry requested by Les Républicains, the Front National and France Insoumise. The president stressed that since the hurricane had hit, one of the largest air bridges since the Second World War had been set up to get supplies to the areas affected. The absolute priority is now restoring telecommunications, electricity, drinking water, health services, school and security. Residents on the islands hit by the most powerful hurricane to have ever crossed the Atlantic are angry and anxious. Macron will continue his visit in Saint-Barthélemy and Guadeloupe today. 400,000 people took to the streets across France yesterday to protest Emmanuel Macron's reform to the Labour Code. This figure, according to unions, whereas police only estimated about half as many people. Either figure sees a significant drop since the protests against the reforms implemented by the Loi El Khomri in 2016. Now Macron wants to go further in freeing up companies in the hiring and firing processes and giving companies more control over pay schemes. In the streets yesterday, protesters had latched onto comments made by Macron in Greece that he was determined to push on with the reforms by saying that he would not be deterred by cynics, extremists or feignants or slackers. Many people were chanting that the slackers were in the streets. Macron is intent on pushing his reforms through without recourse to the Assemblée Nationale or the Senate. The next large-scale protest is planned for September 21st, the eve of when the series of orders to get the reform to pass will be presented to the Conseil des ministres. To football, and Paris Saint-Germain made a successful debut in the Champions League last night. Paris Saint-Germain beat the Celtic Football Club 5-0. New transfers Neymar and Mbappe both scored. And finally, Paris should be all set to host the Olympic Games in 2024. The official decision will be announced from Lima this evening just after 8 p.m. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.